Welcome to the Dr. Obed Obinna Day podcast. Dr. Obed is a thought leader and apologist who speaks to life's great existential questions of origin, purpose, faith, and destiny with fluency and grace. He is an author and the president of the Christ Cosmopolitan Incorporated, a vibrant apostolic commission that heralds the message of the fullness of Christ. Dr. Obed has seen his ministry soar to great heights over several years, touching the lives of many across the globe through his various ministry platforms. May you grow in grace and the knowledge of Christ as you listen to mind-renewing and heart-enlightening messages by Dr. Obed. Do enjoy this teaching. God bless you.
Jemel does not only mean provision. You can check me out and it will shock you that Jemel also means provision to attack. What does it mean? You're on a battlefield. So there is provision for you to use to attack. It means ammunitions. It means weapons. My God. Jemel, friend, it's a serious year.
Jesus.
This year, if you don't fight, as I go on, you will understand. Nobody should sit down and say, manna will fall from heaven. No, no, no. Not this year. This is not a year of manna. This is a year to fight.
Jesus.
If you don't believe in spiritual warfare, now how for you? You better sign up to fight. Somebody say in the Christian faith we don't fight. Then why did he say fight the good fight of faith? Who tells you we don't fight? He said the weapons of our warfare. We are in a warfare. We fight. Tell somebody we fight. Tell another person, we fight.
We fight.
Friend, if you are not ready to fight, you will be beaten out of the fight. Oh, if you grew up where I grew up, in the Zamamalai, you don't say you won't fight.
You'll be fought.
Because you'll be fought.
So fight.
In all my growing up, sometimes when I watch my son Bezalel, I get shocked. Because in all my growing up, I never knew there can be a boy like that.
Cool, calm, collected.
In all my life, because I knew people who don't talk, but I didn't know people who will not fight. You won't fight. Then everybody will beat you. I mean, when we were growing up, I was sharing this with some people. We used to have meetings where we discuss fighting tactics. That if somebody wants to fight you, behave like you are going to pick sand.
That's right.
Those days, there were referees in the battle, Agronie and Tukwenye. The moment it is brought before you,
you better choose. Why to be choosing for you?
Now, me, when we grew up, the last time I was telling people, me, Pastor Bet, today, if there is a fight, I won't see what will happen. Oh,
by the time
I realize,
the fighting spirit.
I don't want to say this because the policemen are here. At the Central Police Station, I shouldn't say it. Our fight on Togo border.
Soldiers.
Tall men with soldiers. I fought. I'll fight. Is it me? I won't see it. Male.
By the time you look, you don't decide.
Kwe. I will fight.
You don't decide to fight. Find yourself fighting.
Then I realized that not knowing it was training for the pastoral ministry. Because we are already in a spiritual warfare. Me. Oh. don't fight because I want to win.
No.
I fight because we fought.
And I gave you a mark.
And if you didn't give me a mark, which I'm expecting and I'm disappointed, no. I marked you.
If I don't fight, I bite.
Ah! I fight. Till I realized that in the Bible, the word of God says the man of God, he must not be a striker. But the man of God must be a defender. Oh, you don't understand. The man of God must not be a striker,
but if you bring your
striker, but he must be a defender.
If you come, we'll defend.
Oh, I'm when we got married early on, Pastor Brenda didn't know this about me. We were in a house. We're living in Abokrom. And about the time we're chatting. And we're having a good time. I don't know what happened. I was on the wall. Do you know what I heard? People were fighting. And I heard, Wamakino. I left my wife
to go for the marking ceremony.
And when she came, I had forgotten about her. When she came, I was enjoying the fight. So she just said, "Hey, Jim." I was like, "Yes." Into what I'm missing. Ah, okra. Meba. This was free fight. And I was on the wall, jubilating over the fight. Oh, I will fight in the morning. I will fight in the afternoon. I will fight in the evening. I will fight in the night. I will fight even when I sleep. I will fight even when I die. But I'm fighting for Jesus. I am still a fighter. People, terrible. You don't even know it. Terrible. Do you know what happened at the Togo border? Probably you don't understand what I'm saying. At the Togo border, I was with my team. And the soldiers, this is not Ghana, this is Togo. I intimidated the soldiers. These were not policemen. When the team is on me, you will not. The guys were having gun. I'm tall. And they were watching me. I said, "All of you." They were like, "Who is this?" Because the intimidation at the border was terrible. And I couldn't take it. The extortion at the border. Friend, I charge on the soldier. Hey, listen. I was on a course to a crusade. And these people were frustrating the course. Do you know the interesting thing? When all was said and done, I calmed down. Then I asked myself, "What happened to me?" Ada jamana me bodam. Ana bonsama bodam. Friend, the head at the border came out and said, "Bring him in." I went, they put me behind cells. Just when I entered the cells, I announced, because I know that when you enter a cell, you don't know the people there. You have to announce. Otherwise, you'll be made a boy in the cell. So the moment I entered the cell, I said, "In the name of Jesus, all of you, I'm a man of God. Who is sick here?" Oh, Jesus. Who is sick here? I'm not making up this story. Who is sick? People, when I entered the cells, there was a guy that had been lying there for 3 days in pain, reeking in pain, terrible. He couldn't even lift himself up. Then I said, why is he lying now? They said he's been this way for 3 days. I charged on him and I said, in the name of Jesus, it is because of you I came. Rise up and hear what I said and shit. Where will he shit in the cells? Chale, I didn't know what I was saying. There was a bucket with water. The guy rushed and did brrr. All the prisoners were angry with me. Because the moment the guy did that, I held my nose. Then they were watching me. Have you seen what you have brought? People, after the guy emptied himself, he stood up and said, "Min dabushi, medase. Thank you." Let me tell you what I did next. Immediately, I touched the walls and I activated the book of Habakkuk. I said, the timbers will answer to the stones. I am not going to be here tonight. I'm ejected. I am not sleeping here tonight. Listen, ragged faith. I'm ejected from this place. Don't let anybody intimidate you. Listen, it doesn't matter. I told you already. Elion, I told you already. That Goliath had stature. He had no testimony. David had testimony without stature. He knocked him down. Don't be intimidated by that boss in your office who is using an appointment he has received like you received to intimidate you. He has stature. He doesn't have testimony. May the altar of this house, Jesus, produce testimony in your life.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the cause of Yahweh,
yes, Lord,
never fall off your hands.
Jesus.
The one that screams hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
We'll see manifestation.
Jesus' name.
Take your seat in the presence of God. Men like Idahosa. Listen, men of God, there is a grace upon us. When that thing is on you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Don't be a truant. Be a law-abiding citizen. But to subvert a man in his course, the Lord does not approve. Fight. Don't fight physical fights. In the faith, fight. Wake up at night this year, fight. There are times I will stay up all night fighting, taking beddings of people. In the night, whilst check people sleep, the Spirit of the Lord will carry me and I'll be fighting for the security of the sons of this house. Fighting. May this grace, in the moment when you need it most,
Jesus,
when you call on the God of CCI,
yes,
may the anointing of this house fight,
Jesus,
for you.
Jesus.
In a far distant land,
yes,
in a short distant land,
Jesus,
may this anointing speak on your head.
Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Slap your hands together. People of God. Jamel means a camel. A camel can carry 900 pounds of weight and walk 25 miles a day. A camel can drink 40 gallons of water at a go. That is talking about the capacity of drinking the word of God. In this year, if you would drink from the wells of his presence, in this year, if you dip your mouth in the wells of the rivers of the word of God, drink as much. Don't drink a cup. Drink the river. Drink the river of the word of God. Take it in. Draw it in. Swallow all of it. Don't give any gaps. Go for the word. Be the camel that drinks, not because of thirst, but because of the length of the journey. Camels, when they are thirsty, they still go. Because they didn't drink for their present thirst. They drank for the stress of the demand of the journey ahead. Don't be one that comes to the word of God 5 minutes, then you go. Stay in the word all night. Stay in prayer. Drink, drink, drink. Keep on drinking. Drink till you are drenched with this life sap of the word of God. Drink, drink. People, drink, drink, drink. Be the camel that drinks. Drink, drink. 40 gallons. Drink, 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 drink. Do you know that the camel is not born with a hunchback? But it develops a hunchback because it knows its purpose in life. Do you know why? The camel is an animal in Israel that God said they should not eat. Because the camel, though it divides the hoof, does not chew its cud. So it is an unclean, not a kosher animal. As a result, the camel said, I have no profit for meal to these people. I would break my back and develop this hunchback so that I can carry the weight of the people, 900 pounds. Do you know the interesting thing about a camel? A camel can run as fast as a horse with 900 pounds weight. What does it mean? Regardless of the weight, don't let anything slow you down. Horses may run. All the people that you see running, whilst you are comparing yourself to them, they are horses, but you are a camel. You have the weight. There is a cause. There is a reason why that thing is at your back. So it is said, whilst camels run as fast as horses, they are more profitable in warfare than horses for the carriage of goods. I say it again. Whilst camels will run as fast as horses, they are more profitable in warfare for the carriage of goods. And do you know the amusing thing about a camel, Pastor David? Have you seen that a horse, when you irritate it, it will just be watching you like this. But camel, when you irritate it, it will spew on you. One thing you should know is that when you are full of the sap of the Holy Ghost, when you are irritated, it is the decade of pay your mouth. Open your mouth and speak the word. Speak the word. When you open your mouth, let it not be bitterness. Don't express bitterness. Spew the sap you drank. Let the word of God in you be full. That when you open your mouth in holy anger, it comes out. This is Goliath, tall and huge. This is David, ruddy and weak. But he has killed a lion and a bear. He said, I'll bring him down. Ah! Goliath, what Jimmy said, ah! Am I a bird? Okbo Jimmy, am I a bubro that you are coming to fight me with a catapult? He didn't know that in warfare, every true army officer will tell you, we don't win the fight by strength. We win it by strategy. Have a strategy this year. The fight of life will be won by strategy. Not by arms, but by divine strategy. Strategy will accomplish more. And do you know that currently the wars of this universe are not fought with many? America can fight, let me use this, Ukraine, with just two men in a global war. They will send just two men to America, to Ukraine in strategy, and pull Ukraine down. It is not with plenty people, it is with strategy. This year, it is not with the plenty people who sing your song. It is with the downloading of divine strategy from heaven. Gideon's name starts with Jemuel. The Bible says he had the wrong definition and perception of himself. He thought he was good for nothing. He thought his background was going to put his back to the ground. He felt that the limitation of his father's house was going to define his tomorrow and his future. An angel appeared and said, "Thou mighty man of valor." That was the definition of heaven concerning Gideon. But Gideon had the definition of earth from his father's house. I declare in the name of Jesus that you would walk in the perception of heaven concerning you.
Jesus.
How God looks at you.
Yes.
You will begin to look into the mirror of God.
In Jesus.
You will not settle for the definition of this earth realm.
Yes.
You will not settle for the definition of this geographic space.
Jesus.
You will look into heaven.
Yes. Yes.
From whence cometh my help?
Yes, Lord.
My help cometh from above.
Jesus.
My help cometh from the Lord.
Jesus.
Hey, I declare.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Like Gideon.
Yes. Jesus.
Hey.
Yes.
He now had a different perception of himself.
Jesus.
He went out to fight.
Yes.
Do you know what happened? The Bible says when he fought, he met the camels. And there were chains of gold on their neck. That was the beginning of the transition of Gideon's army. Then Ziba and Zalmunna. Pastor Daniel, check the meaning of Ziba and the meaning of Zalmunna. Said, rise thou and fall upon us. There are times your enemies will say, fall on us. You are mighty than us. But you, instead of standing up and fighting, you are looking at the definition of your school. They said you are good for nothing. They said you never came home with a good report. They said you didn't pass your SSC. They said you couldn't make it to university. They said you finished school with a lower class. They said you couldn't get a first class. They said you finished with a second lower. They said you finished with a pass. That is the definition of this earth realm. People of God, heaven has something different. The definition of heaven is different. Now talk to me. What is the meaning of Ziba and what is the meaning of Zalmunna? Would you please be snappy? He said, Ziba means sacrifice. What is the meaning of Zalmunna?
Zalmunna means shade has been denied.
Come on, say it again.
Shade has been denied.
Come on, say it again.
Shade has been denied.
Say it again.
Shade has been denied.
Come on, say it again.
Shade has been denied.
Say it for the last time.
Shade has been denied.
The one you are fighting, he has been denied of rest.
That's right.
By means of sacrifice, your enemies will be cut short.
Jesus' name.
You will fall upon them.
Jesus.
Jesus' name. And you'll come out victorious.
In Jesus' name.
So there is going to be wealth transfer. We see that When the camels, now read that verse, see how wealth was transferred to Gideon. Then Ziba and Zalmunna said, rise thou and fall upon us, keep me going. For as the man is, so is his strength. As the man is, as you are, that's how strong you are.
Jesus' name.
So never look at yourself negatively.
Yes.
As the man is, so is his strength. And Gideon arose, slew Ziba and Zalmunna, and took away
the ornaments that were on their camels' necks.
Well transferred. The camels of your enemies are bringing the wealth of your enemies to you.
Jesus' name.
Oh, I think that deserves a better clap.
Jesus.
Yes. So this is a year to expect wealth transfer. Whatever the enemy took from you in the year 2022, you are taking it back because you belong to Gideon's army. In Gideon's army, it's about the sword of the Lord and the sword of Gideon.
Thanks so much for listening. We trust that you've been blessed with truths for life. Be sure to subscribe to the Dr. Obed Obinadey podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remain blessed. Shalom.